Hey everyone, this is a new episode of the Synodical Podcast. I thought I would do one on probiotics because this is something I'm working on personally. And what I've found, what has benefited me. Probiotics is something I've taken probiotic supplements in the past. I also try and ingest as much as I can or get as much from my diet. I think water and milk kefir are generally kind of the best food options that are easily available and easily made. Kombucha and fermented foods or other stuff like that, you can get fermentable kind of jars and other tools and stuff you can do, but milk kefir and water kefir is fairly easy to make, fairly easy to learn and stuff like that. Probiotics is something that can be really healing for the gut, and the gut is really important for your health. I think gut issues are really a big root cause for a lot of different issues that people may not connect or think about or really be knowledgeable about. It influences and affects your mood via neurotransmitters and neurotransmitter production. I would say it even influences methylation, which is important for energy and neurotransmitters and detox and stuff like that. It's important for detox, it's important for drainage, and I would say even hormones and stuff like that, and also just overall health, because if you're not digesting foods correctly, and there's a number of different issues you can have with your gut health, then you're not absorbing stuff right, and you're not going to absorb supplements and stuff like that right. And what I've found personally is it really depends on what you're kind of sensitive to or what you can tolerate as far as probiotics, because a lot of people, or a fair amount of people that have histamine intolerance or histamine issues, and this is something that you can kind of find out on your own, or via testing, if you have histamine issues, oftentimes if you take probiotics, a lot of the mainstream probiotic and stuff will produce D-lactate, and it'll, kind of make things worse. You'll have worse, fatigue and brain fog and other stuff. I think that can be overcome. And so a first starting point is actually getting D-lactate-free probiotics or ones that won't produce histamine. There's a few products that I think are worthwhile. Seeking Health, I know, produces one. One such thing that you can get capsule form. There's also different powders and stuff you can get as well. There's only a few available though that I think two or three maybe on Amazon, Seeking Health being one of those. And so that's a good starting point, especially if you suspect or think you have. And the other thing I think is not quite known about is actually the CFU or the dosage of it, of the probiotics. So a lot of them, there's a lot of wide variability in the CFU, and a lot of them that I've tried in the past have been kind of low on the CFU, 5 or 10, billion or stuff like that. But there's some such as VSL3 and other stuff that are actually have been shown to reverse, IBS and gut issues and Crohn's and ulcerative colitis and stuff like that, that you can literally get them up to 400 billion. The thing though is if you go at it at that extreme end and start out, you're going to have Herx detox reactions, you're going to have some kind of reaction. It's going to be healing, but it's going to be a bit intense. So if CFU is something, or the dosage, it might be need to be adjusted and something that you need to kind of test out yourself. So you want to start out kind of low, start out with 5 or 10 billion and see how you go from there, and then go from 50 billion or 60 billion or something like that, and then you can start doubling it over every few weeks and so. And you really want to work yourself up and kind of get in a good zone where you're not taking too little but you're not taking too much, where it's healing your gut is being too intense. Because I think a lot of people, when they go about healing from gut issues but also just chronic health problems, is they go at it way too hard and way too fast, and it's actually detrimental, and you want to be kind of in the middle, or kind of the middle path, if that makes sense. So yeah, and so you can slowly amp up, and you don't necessarily have to double, but you know, increase it by 50 or 100 or something like that until you can get up to, you know, like 300 or 400, and then you can start taking even more. You can up to like a trillion or something like that. And the other thing is, one thing is, especially if you suspect or if you have, say, SIBO, not so much for intestinal dysbiosis and stuff like that, or a bacterial imbalance, is if you, unless they're like really high quality probiotics, like say if they're enteric-encoded or liposomal or something that you have to refrigerate, is you can actually, you know, take them in a coffee enema once the solution is cooled down enough, and you can add it to that. That's one way you can add it, but you can also do suppositories, which are actually fairly easy to make. You can make suppositories with about any, as long as it's a capsule or powder. You basically just need kind of a ice cube tray, and it's the ones that's for, you know, water bottles, so they're like these small sticks, basically good shape form for suppositories. And why suppositories is because a lot of supplements, especially if your gut health is poor, you know, poor acid and other stuff like that, is your body won't absorb it that well, and it won't get into the small intestine, so it won't help out the small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And you can easily make these with coconut oil and stuff like that. You can just empty out the capsules, coconut oil, or if you have a powder and stuff like that, and mix it. And you can, you know, I've even added like glutamine and some gut healing herbs and stuff like that. I know there's a fair amount of health coaches, and I've done it, and it seems to be helpful, especially for gut health and stuff like that. But yeah, so CFU is really important. I think you can slowly ramp up or amp up the CFU. I really think these, you know, it can help. It may sound counterproductive or counterintuitive to take it if you have an imbalance, because it may seem like you'll throw it further off balance, or if you have an overgrowth, but it will actually help balance it out, and it'll actually be antibacterial to the bad stuff or the stuff that's causing issues and stuff like that. And and it'll, you know, help heal the gut lining, and it will help with a lot of other stuff, you know, help with fatigue and brain fog. I found, you know, it's not like a slow, it's not like a fast process, though. You really have to amp it up and kind of increase over time. And you do want to incorporate, you know, gut healing and soothing herbs, you know, if you can, like aloe vera. You can take marshmallow root, licorice root, and other stuff like that. Even taking castor oil internally, externally, you know, via castor oil packs. You know, generally trying to eat or avoid foods that are inflammatory, you know, like grains and lectins, and stuff like that. Mostly like gluten and dairy seem to be the big issues and stuff like that. As much as you can, especially if you're trying to heal your gut and stuff like that. So yeah, and you want one with as much as variety of strains as possible. Unfortunately, it tends to be even the good ones, like 12 strains or something like that. And if possible, incorporate actually like prebiotics and stuff like that. And you can also include like, you know, resistant starch, say like potato starch is a good one. But yeah, that's all I have to say really about probiotics. I hope this is helpful. I'll include some links in the episode description. I also have my podcast now. I have a new channel just for my podcast. It's just youtube.com/synautical, the at symbol, if you want to find it. I decided to make a dedicated channel just for that, just so my episodes will automatically upload, and then you can have it on there. My old channel, I did have it on chronic fun syndrome, but that's more variety and vlogging and stuff like that. Synautical will be more health related, spiritual, my healing journey, philosophy and stuff like that. So yeah, check it out. And yeah, I will continue to try and upload episodes on kind of a monthly basis, try and get more guests on, and also guests on some other podcasts as well when I'm able to.